I'm going to ask a young man that got healed of epilepsy several years ago by the name of Randy to come up here and give his testimony.
Praise the Lord. Had epilepsy for a long time. I was taking 26 medications a day, and I carried them all in my pocket, in my vest pocket. I rode a motorcycle, and I didn't even wait for the end of the service. He started talking about healing, and I was in a hurry for healing, so I just came down here and interrupted him, and he prayed for me. When I went back and sat down, he told me, continued talking, he told me, he said I had to repent, had to tell what I'd done. And so I confessed to my pastor, J.C. Hogan, what I had done. And when he was done and that healing line started, I came back up here and confessed my sins. And I wondered about my medicine, you know, when do I stop taking it? And the pastor's wife said that that's between me and God, that he would let me know when it was time to stop taking my medication. And I was having 3 or 4 seizures a week, taking 26 medications. On the ride home that night, I rode my motorcycle up here. So on the ride home, I got back to the church, and I look at the sign at the church, or at our church, it says the upper room. It says total healing for the total man. And I thought, well, it's time for my medicine, so I'll just take it. Well, I reached into my vest pocket to get my medicine, and there was none of it there. I lost it all, and I've carried that medicine for years and never dropped any of it. But it was all gone, so I didn't take any medication, and I didn't have seizures for years. And then I went on a little adventure of my own, thought I was listening to God, and so I ran off, and I found myself in a hospital, and I don't even remember what I went for, but the doctor pulled up my medical chart, and he said, I see by your medical chart that you have epilepsy. And I said, yes, I do. And I had a seizure right away.
You see the importance of your speech? He hadn't had a seizure in years. He made that statement.
The Bible says that the power of life and death is on your tongue, that you have what you speak. It don't say you have what you mean. And I didn't mean it. I said, Lord, I didn't mean that. And he revealed it to me. He said you had it. You have what you speak, not what you mean. So after I recovered from that seizure, I was talking to the doctor further, and I said, well, no, I don't have epilepsy. He says, oh, yes, but you do. And I said, no, God healed me. And I didn't get to leave the doctor's office. They came and got me in a straitjacket. And I was committed to a psych ward for 2 weeks because I told them that Jesus healed me. And that man will tell you that there's no cure for epilepsy. You can't be healed from it. But God's Word says that you can be and that you are.
In other words, after you come and got prayed for the first time, you walked holy. And you had no seizures all those years.
No seizures.
Not a one.
Until I confessed that I did.
Yeah. So you think it'd be a good deal to watch what you say, Randy?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Praise the Lord.
Praise
okay,
the Lord.
Glory to God. Isn't that amazing that when the doctor says, according to your medical history, you have seizures? And he said, yes, I have epilepsy. And immediately he had an epileptic seizure. He hadn't had one in years. Now, you see how important it is to watch what you say? Just like he said. In fact, I want to take you to that scripture in Proverbs 18:21. I want you to see that. He quoted that scripture, but I want you to see that. 18:21, look what he says. Death and life are in the power of your tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Is it important what you say? Extremely important. In Matthew chapter 12, you'll find these statements that you are judged by every idle word that comes out of your mouth. So what you say is very important. And just think, now, Randy, I had him come up and give that testimony because when he asked us that over there the day that we prayed for him after he repented of his sins, when I found out he had 26 different medications in all these bottles he had in his pockets, he said, do I have to continue taking my medicine? And we told him, well, the Lord will tell you when it's time to do away your medicine. I personally would never tell you because I don't know where your faith is. I know where my faith is, but I don't know where yours is. So if you're taking some kind of medicine and I pray for you, I will tell you if your medicine could be life and death, then I want you to seek God and ask Him what you think you should do with your medicine. That's what I told Randy. I said, I know what I would do. I would throw the medicine away. But that's where my faith is. Everybody's faith is not where my faith is. I do know that too. And so some people have to have medicine. I told Randy, I said, you know, I prayed for you. I prayed for you in faith. I believe with all my heart you are healed. You're delivered. I said, this is a demon that causes it. It's a demon that causes this. And he had been having those seizures because of his sin. When he got rid of the sin, we prayed for him in faith. In fact, when he come down and wanted me to pray for him, he hadn't repented of sin or nothing. When he went back and told JC that he'd been prayed for, JC said, have you repented of your sin? He said, no. He said, well, then it didn't work. You have got to repent of your sin. Go down there and let Thurman pray for you again. And this time it did work. And for years, he absolutely had no epileptic seizures, zero epileptic seizures. And he was totally set free until he made that statement, I have epilepsy. And the minute he said, I have epilepsy, an epileptic seizure, the first one in years, came back upon him. Now then, I had a young man that heard Randy's testimony. He was a director of a Christian camp up in the Midwest. And he called me and talked to me on the phone. And he says, I have epileptic seizures. He said, I'm a director of a church camp for youth. And he said, it's the most intimidating thing in the world to be standing up there talking, teaching a group of youth and come down with an epileptic seizure. Well, what you're doing, you're allowing a demon to take control of your body. That's what epilepsy is. People will tell you that all epilepsy is not demons. I'm going to tell you it is. It is a demon. You know, God uses demons to do his dirty work. You know, they're the police force. And they're the ones that cause us to go crazy. They're the ones that do all kinds of things. I've seen demons do awful things to people. But when this man heard Randy's testimony, he said, I have these epileptic seizures. And he said, what do you think is my problem? I said, well, I don't know, but there's a sin somewhere involved. And I said, when did you start having them? He said, about 18, 19, somewhere along there. I said, well, let's go all the way back in your life to about 18 or 19, and let's stop and think, what did you do along there, maybe a year or two or three before, that was sin? So he said, well, I don't know. I said, well, pray and ask the Lord. He'll tell you. I said, the Lord wants you free. So he began to pray and ask God what he had done, and the Lord revealed to him, you remember when you were 16 years old, you wanted to go to a rock concert one night, and your dad told you, no, you could not go. And you told your dad, okay, you would not go, but your friends came by to pick you up and you told dad you were going somewhere else, but you went to that rock concert? You lied to your dad. He said, that's why it came upon you, because you lied to your dad. So he repented, and I, over the phone, commanded the spirits to leave him, and I guess it was 6 months or a year later, this director of this camp, he called me again and said, Thurman, I just got to call you and thank you. He said, I've not had one single seizure since that day when you prayed for me. He said, I repented to my dad. You cast that demon out of me. I've had no medication, nothing. I am totally, completely healed. And then he said, I have asked the director, the big guy of our camp, if I could have you come up here and speak to our youth and tell them about these things you've learned about sin and sickness. And he said, will you come? I said, well, of course. So he set me all up. We had a date scheduled and everything. And then I called him. I told him, I said, has the director of your camp ever listened to any of my teaching? He said, no, I just told him about my testimony. And he said, it would be fine for me to have you. I said, let me send him some stuff. So I sent him some stuff, and he listened to a couple. And when he found out, I believe that all sickness is caused by sin, he canceled me. He said, there is no way this guy is going to speak at my camp. And, of course, this last week I was supposed to be speaking at a conference. And when the head pastor of that conference, he's about 67, when he found out that I believe that all sickness is caused by sin, he called personally and canceled me. And when he called, he talked to Kathy and said, tell Pastor Thurman he is canceled. He cannot speak at our conference. So she gave me the note. I called him, asked him why. He said, because I heard you say on one of your teachings, you believe that sickness and sin are directly related. And you also believe that God sends demons to us, that God puts sickness on us. I said, sir, it's all over the Word. He said, I don't believe that. I'll never believe that. He said, you'll never speak in my church. I said, okay, no problem. I mean, everything I've taught you today, have I taught it to you right out of God's Word? Does it say the Lord's the one does this? Does it say the Lord's the one put these evil spirits on us? I mean, I don't see what we don't understand about the Word. That's why I use the Word to teach you what I teach you, because I don't want to stand up here and tell you something and you not see it in the Bible. Because if you leave and it's not there, and you've been raised up like I was a Baptist, and you hear me say that Satan is controlled by God, then that goes against everything you've ever been taught, and you're going to think I'm crazy. But if I show it to you in the book, now you've got a problem. You're either going to get set free, and you're going to believe God's Word, or you're going to believe what your denomination is taught. And I'm telling you what, if I can't prove it to you out of this book, I'm not going to show it to you. I'm not going to tell you. I want God's Word to be true. I don't want to tell anything except what He says. Now then, let's go to Exodus 15:26, and I want to show you something here. You see how important death and life are, huh? And the power of your tongue? In verse 15:26, and He said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. If you do what? What's diligence mean? Coming to church on Sunday, is that diligence? I don't think so. Being in the Word at least 2 hours a day, is that a little more diligent? That's getting closer, huh? You know, how many people do that? Not very many. Not very many. And He said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in His sight, and will give ear to His commandments, and keep some of His statutes. Oh, I got to keep them all? I'm just wondering if you all are reading along with me here. And keep all of His statutes, then I, God, will put none of these diseases upon you, which I, God, have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth you. Now, if you obey Him and do what He says, how much sickness does He promise to take away from you? Now, how can He mess that up? If you obey Him, how much sickness does He take away? All. So how much is left? Is not any. So now that if we got sickness, we got to look to see where we messed up, right? Guaranteed, the problem is right here. I'll tell you, as I've told lots of people, this thing that I live in, I call my beast. Because that's what this thing is. You know that? This beast wants to do what it wants to do. You know that? It don't want to do what God tells it to do. There is a constant battle going on within each of us to either serve God or serve the enemy.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled, Our Goal is Not to Sin Again, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.